Wild Robert by Diana Wynne Jones, read by Jane Asher. Chapter 1. Heather was in a bad mood. Her bicycle was broken, right at the start of the summer holidays, too, and this meant that she could not ride down to see her friend Janine in the village. It was 5 miles to the village. Either Heather could walk 5 miles there and 5 miles back, or she could stay at home. And home was not really home, or not in the summer anyway. Heather lived in a stately home called Castlemaine because her mum and dad were curators there. In summer, every day at 11:30, the car park at the side of the old stables began to fill with cars, vans and coaches, and tourists climbed out of them and spread all over the house and gardens. There was almost nowhere that was private, and Heather's mum and dad were far too busy showing people round the house or coping with sudden emergencies to be any company for Heather. That day, Heather made a mistake about the time. She looked up from the book she'd been gloomily reading since breakfast and thought the clock said 10:30. Good, she thought. That would give her an hour to get to a really private hiding place before the tourists came. She thought she would go to the very top of the old castle tower, because that was supposed to be unsafe for crowds. There she could read her book or look out over the hills and woody valleys while she ate her lunch. It was not as good as being with Janine, but it was not a bad place on a fine day. You could not see the tourists from there, and hardly even hear them. But first she had to get some lunch. Heather went to the small kitchen, behind the huge whitewashed kitchen the tourists were shown, and opened the fridge there.